This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu, wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi, wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih, wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وقال تعالى وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على عقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, the respected ulama, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us a deen, and Allah has granted us hidayat upon iman and upon Islam. No matter how much we thank Allah ta'ala for that, it is not sufficient. Many a times you and I can sometimes think that we have become Muslims, and look at what contribution we are doing for the sake of Islam. Allah ta'ala refers to this in Surah Hujurat, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Are you trying to show a favor to Allah that you have accepted Islam? يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Do not show a gratitude or show a favor to Allah that you have become a Muslim. بَلِلَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. Allah has favored you by giving you hidayat upon Islam. And this is a reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored each and every one of us. And this is big, despite the fact that perhaps we are not worthy of it, we are not entitled to it, it is only the favor of Allah. Look at the word يَمُنُّ. We have done you a favor by giving you hidayat. We send salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we also say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah and His malaika, Allah and His angel, they send salat upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. O you who believe, you also send salat and salam upon the best of Allah Ta'ala's creation. And you also join Allah and His malaika in sending salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers, Allah has done us a tremendous favor by sending upon us a Nabi. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I have done you a tremendous favor. إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. I sent amongst you a Nabi. And Allah Ta'ala goes on to make mention with regard to His favors and with regard to His qualities. The fact of the matter is, respected brothers, we can never thank or we can never praise our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sufficiently. No matter how much we can praise, our words and our vocabulary fails us in doing justice with regard to the greatness of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can only say that, O Allah, you elevate the status of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam even further, inshallah. And this is a reality. Mustafa, Mujtaba, Tere Madothana, Mere Basme Nahi, Dastaras Nahi. O Allah, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, Mustafa, Mujtaba, your praise is not within me. Lipko, Hidilko, Himmat Nahi, Lipko Yara Nahi, Tutsa Kohi Nahi, Tutsa Kohi Nahi. Our heart does not have the capacity to think about you sufficiently. Our tongue does not have the vocabulary and the ability to praise you sufficiently. You do not have the capacity to listen and to be able to do justice, to listen to the praise of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In short, we just say this much, that there is no one like you. There is no one like you. Allah has created you unique in every particular way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the very outset, from the very beginning, you see this month of Rabiul Awwal is a month, in a month in which Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born, and there is no coincidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died also in this particular month. And according to many historians, although there is different narrations, he was born and he died on the very same day. There is no coincidence. Perhaps there is a great wisdom that we will try to understand as we go along, you know, in this particular type of talk. From even before our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came into this dunya, into this world, already there were signs with regard to his greatness that is to emerge. Right? We all know this. One of the grandfathers of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hashim. When Hashim went to Medina Munawwara, he saw a woman. And even when Hashim was extremely, very, very handsome, and the woman of the scriptures, because mention was made that the last prophet of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come, they saw signs within him. They saw signs within him that he has that nur, and he has within him that particular seed of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How many of them, they came to propose to him on this particular basis? Before Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, you know, got married to Hazrat Abdullah, there was a Jewish woman by the name of Fatima bint Mur. And you find this in the books of history, that she came to our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when she saw Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, one riwayat makes mention when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going for the nikah. And she pleaded with Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I want to get married to you. And I want to get married to you. And she made insistent. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's father, not Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's father, I want to get married to you, Abdullah. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's father used to evade her, right? Used to evade her because she used to be so insistent, you know. And one day Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's father, Abdullah, had to pass by that place where she was. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's father, Abdullah, was worried at what she was going to say, and she's going to make the very same insistent. But this time when Abdullah came past, Fatima bint Mur saw Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's father and then did not make the very same insistence, did not make the same pleading. So on this particular occasion, Abdullah was quite taken aback. Why didn't she insist? And she said, "Oh Abdullah, let me tell you, I do not want to get married to you because only of your handsomeness or because of my lust and my desire. I have read the scriptures of the previous scriptures in which mention was made of the last Nabi, and mention was made with regard to the last Nabi's parents and his entire situation. I saw a noor in your forehead which indicated to me that Allah has kept the seed of the last prophet within you. And that is the reason why I want to get married to you. Today when you came past, I did not insist because I feel that the seed of that particular prophet has passed on to the mother. It has passed on to Hazrat Amina." So this is our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even before birth, this was the situation with regard to our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Of course, we all know. As I said, what can we praise our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Allah in the Holy Quran says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَّا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهِ. That Allah took an oath from every prophet that came, 124,000 prophets. If perchance in your prophethood the last Nabi of Allah makes an appearance, then leave your prophethood. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ bring iman upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Leave your efforts, wala tansurunna, and help Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was not only the Nabi of this ummah, he was Nabiul Anbiya. And in Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that manifestation when all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was there. Our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam was told to lead the salat because he was the Nabi not only of this ummah, of humanity. Till the day of Qiyamah, he was the Nabi of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also. What can you and I do justice when Allah ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We will elevate his remembrance. Allah ta'ala says, I will elevate. What can we do in equating or making a competition who praises Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more? We have this competition. Who praises Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more? Who does a better essay? It's good in a sense that it creates a certain degree of enthusiasm within the students. I'm not saying that it is wrong. But in reality, how can we in any way do justice when Allah ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. I will elevate his remembrance. Sometimes you think and you say that in the heart of those particular lands, where even where they create a mockery of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or apparent mockery, and I will tell you why I said apparent mockery. Then at that particular time, even in the heartlands of those cities, the muazzin will call 5 times a day, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. I bear witness that Muhammad is a Rasul of Almighty Allah. So our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this from the very, and when our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, Irbad bin Sariyah makes mention that at that particular time in the house of Amina, there was just nur, and there was an illumination that illuminated towards the horizon and going up towards the heavens and beyond. Such an illumination which illuminated the castles of and the palaces of the kings of that time. You know, Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, and he gives the whole, you know, narration with regard to it, and he gives the whole chain of narrators with regard to it. A person by the name of Yaqub bin Sufyan comes to Makkah Mukarramah on the day when our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, because in the previous scriptures there was, on this particular day, the Nabi of Allah, the last Nabi of Allah, is going to be born. So Yaqub bin Sufyan comes to Makkah Mukarramah, and he goes looking after it, and he narrates that a scholar of the previous scriptures comes to Makkah, and he says, O people of Makkah, on this night there is a child that is born in Makkah. There is a child that is born in Makkah. I want to see that child. I want to see that child that is born, because according to the scriptures of the previous scriptures and the previous religion, he is supposed to be born on this night. So when on this particular night he goes out and they show him one house and they say, a child is born in this particular house. He said, tell me, is the father alive? He said, yes, the father is alive. He said, no. Take me to that house where a child is born where the father is not alive. Because the previous scriptures has made mention the last Nabi would be born, his father would not be alive. They bring him to the house of Amina. He seeks permission to bring about and see Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam just after he was born. He goes in, he's granted permission. He goes and search for what Allah has kept the seal of prophethood between the two shoulder blades of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he sees this, he comes out of that home screaming. Screaming, Wailul laka ya Bani Israel. Destruction be upon you, Bani Israel. Kad kharajat in nubuwata minha. Allah has taken nubuwat away from you. Warahtum minha ya ma'ashara Quraysh. And O Quraysh, congratulations be upon you. Allah has brought nubuwat within your midst. That's when our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is just born. The day Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is born, the river Sawa becomes dry. The fire which the fire worshippers used to worship for how many years? Because they used to worship it. All obviously we know that it is not the right way, but they used to worship it. All of a sudden, that fire which they used to maintain because they used to worship it extinguishes. It is no fire. The fire is extinguished. They are all worried. What is actually happening? Why is this particular aspect happening? The extinguisher is born in Makkah Mukarramah. The one who has extinguished it is born in Makkah Mukarramah. 14 tiles of the palace of the Persian Empire comes crumbling down. There is no apparent reason for that. It was an indication of 14 civilizations that were going to be conquered by Muslims. 14 tiles come down. And it came down in a very short period of time. The next morning, the Persian Empire, Kisra, gets up. And he says, what is actually happening? This fire is extinguished. 14 tiles come crumbling down. And then when he is sitting amongst them, either he or someone from amongst his courtiers and his very close courtiers see a dream that from Hijaz, from Makkah, Arab horses coming across the Tigris River, across the Euphrates, and they are chasing all different types of Arab horses away from the peninsula. And they come and they take control over the entire horizon and entire earth. They take control over that. So he is now worried. He said, what is all this? What is the meaning of this dream? He calls a person by the name of Nu'man bin Munzir. He said, Nu'man, you are a person who knows about the previous scriptures. You should say, what is all this happening? Give me some sort of indication. What is all this happening? Nu'man bin Munzir said, I don't know. I know in Syria, that time Syria used to be the place of Christianity. So it used to be the place where many of the learned people or the ulama of the previous scriptures used to reside in Syria. So he said, there is a person by the name of Satih. Satih is a very well-known alim of the previous scriptures. Let me go and ask him. The king says, go quickly and go and ask him. He comes to Satih when Satih is about to lose his life. He's in the last moments of his life. And when Satih sees him and sees him, he said, I know why you have come. I know why you have come. I know Maliku Bani Sa'asan has sent you li'irtijasil aywan wa khumudin nairan. You have come because the Persian emperor has sent you to find out why the fire has been extinguished, why whatever has happened, and he has sent you with regard to the dream. Go and tell him. Go and tell him the last prophet of Allah has born. He has just come into this world. And then he gave certain qualities of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would be walking with an asa, with a walking stick towards the end of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. Wa kathrati tilawa. He would make excessive tilawat of the kalam of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go and tell your leader, when the last prophet of Almighty Allah comes, then no civilization will remain in front of him. He will overwhelm and he will overcome all types of civilizations. This was a time when only our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has just made his appearance into this world. And my dear respected brothers, our ulama tell us that there are two types of birth of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although they are linked, one was the birth of Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Right? The physical birth of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one was the spiritual birth of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah Ta'ala bestowed our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam with nubuwwat at the age of 40. Right? So we all know that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before, from the very outset, Allah Ta'ala had granted him that recognition, and Allah had granted him that greatness, that beforehand it was known that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming. But one was the physical aspect and one was a spiritual aspect. So this, when there was so much barakat, there was so much blessings, when Muhammad ibn Abdullah as an infant has come into this world, you can imagine the blessings when our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nubuwwat and the objective of his life comes to the fore and comes to the world. And can you imagine the blessing that if that particular objective finds its way into our life? This was the birth of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I've just made mention of a few points. Then our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes. My dear respected our brothers, our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam brings a revolution in every sense of the word. He brings a revolution in creating and bringing such blessedness to every rank and every class and every category of people. Is there any class, is there any category of people that are not indebted to our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because of the teachings of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Is there anyone that is not? Are the business people who are here today, are they not indebted to our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That before, they used to say that we are business people, we are making a profit. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and gave them a new dimension. And he told them that when you do business, your business is not only to accumulate wealth. Look at your business beyond only accumulating wealth. He told us, talabul halali faridatun, to acquire halal risk. It is a religious obligation. He then told us, when he made mention, in his message of traveling for the sake of earning a halal risk, side by side with traveling in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من. Those who travel in the earth to seek Allah's risk, they go out for business. وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله. Those who travel for the sake in the path of Almighty Allah for jihad. Allah makes mention of them together. Then he said, التاجر الصدوق العمين مع النبيين والصديقين. The honest trader will be in the company of the prophets and the truthful people and the shuhada. I mean, he gave a whole new dimension. First, you were only a businessman who only wanted to do good in terms of raising your profit. He told you that not only that, it is not only that, do it correctly, Allah will give you such a great rank. A person one day came to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His hand was rough with manual labor. And he asked, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what is wrong? Why is your hands rough? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I do manual labor for the sake of earning a halal risk. I do manual labor. I am a laborer. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took his hands and kissed it and said, Al-Kasibu Habibullah, the one who strives to earn a halal risk, even if it's difficult, he is in the employment of someone. Sometimes he has to do a lot of effort to make a halal risk. He is beloved to Allah. He made the laborer beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, you are only doing a job for the sake of doing a job to gain a salary at the end of the month. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave you a new rank and he said, you are beloved to Allah. Huh? Is any category of people not, are the women not indebted to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Prior to Islam coming, they used to be buried alive. Then our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed that particular situation. That when Hazrat Fatima used to come in his house, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to get up out of respect and kiss his daughter on the forehead. Before that, the daughter used to be buried alive. Now when the daughter comes into the room, the greatest human being Allah creates, the greatest human being Allah has created, gets up in respect and honor of his daughter and plants a kiss on her forehead. Are the women not indebted? Today we make, you know, jokes with regard to women. You know, we say the woman controls us. Well, so they say one person, they went to a village. So when they went to a village, you know, they said, someone, a journalist went to a village. He said, do you know, in this particular village, there is a couple who are married for over 60 years. So he wanted to know, he said, I'm going to take an interview. So he went to the husband first. He said, give me the secret how you are married for 60 years. Tell me how you are married for 60 years. So when he said, let me tell you what actually happened and how I married for 60 years. He said, one day we were going, after we got married, we went for a honeymoon. So in the honeymoon, we went for a trek and we went for hiking. So in the process of the hiking, we took a donkey or took a mule to go and take us on top of the mountain. So as we were going, the donkey or the mule stumbled. So my wife said, first warning. So after a while, the donkey stumbled again. And the wife said, second warning. And then when the donkey or the mule, whatever they were riding on, stumbled again, you know, the wife took out a gun and said, I gave you enough warning. This is the third warning. And she shot the donkey and the mule dead. Right? I was taken aback. I just got married. I looked at this woman who I just got married previously. Just now, I just got married to her now. And she has done something like that. And she shot in front of me this conveyance that was taking her. So I said, how can you do such a thing? And she said, first warning. He said, from that we had no problems. So brothers, we take it. But our woman, my dear respected brothers, value your woman because our Nabi valued woman. Amr bin Ash came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, whom do you love the most in this world? Whom do you love most in this world? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, sometimes you must understand the environment in which the Arabs were at that time to understand an answer. Very, very important. In an era where if you look at the poetry of the age, the poetry of the age at that time, they regarded it as a flaw to praise your wife. They only used to praise other women other than your wife in a haram way. That is why in Mi'raj, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw one scene. And let me remind you about that. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a scene and asked Hazrat Jibreel with regard to it, that a person saw most beautifully cooked meat, wholesome food, and he left that, and he was forced to eat rotten meat. He was forced to eat rotten food. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel, oh Jibreel, what is the reality with regard to this? And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Jibreel, this is those people of this ummah who are halal and who are lawfully wedded, and they go and fulfill their desires outside nikah. So at that particular time when people at the poetry of the age used to only praise woman in a haram way, Amr bin Ash, when he asked the question, Ya Rasulullah, whom do you love most? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha. I love Aisha the most. He said, amongst men, whom do you love most? He didn't even say Abu Bakr. He said, the father of Aisha. There also he made mention of Aisha. Other woman not indebted. If you take it, my dear respected brothers, every human being is indebted to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before this, humanity had forgotten the great message of the equality of mankind. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in Hajjatul Wida, La fadla li arabiyin ala ajamiyin wala ajamiyin ala arabiyin. There is no superiority of the Arab over the non-Arab, and there is no superiority of the non-Arab over the Arab, or the white over the black, or the black over the white. Illa ala taqwa, except the one who has taqwa and good conduct and piety. Everyone starts the race equally. No matter what your ethnic background, no matter your race, no matter your tribe, you start equally. No one surges ahead on the basis of his race, on the basis of his tribe, on the basis of his ethnicity. If you are going to surge ahead, you are going to surge ahead on the basis of your good conduct and character. No other affiliations. No other means of going ahead. Nabi Karim, he said, Al-Khalqu Ayalullah. The entire creation of Allah is the family of Allah. The way you and I love, that someone shows love to our family. Whenever you show kindness to any human being, Allah loves it. Allah Ta'ala looks upon it as someone showing kindness to my family. Are animals not indebted to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many occasions our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, rebuked the Sahaba with regard to abuse of animals? One day our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in an expedition when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a mother hovering about a nest. Find out what happened. Found out that one of the Sahabi took the bird out of that nest, and the mother is restless. Oh my Sahaba, how can you do such a thing? Put the small bird back. Do not give agitation and difficulty to the mother. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the Sahabi do that. One day when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling the Sahaba about the right of animals and being good, one Sahabi said, Inna lana fil baha'imi ajr. Ya Rasulullah, will Allah Ta'ala give us reward with regard to showing kindness to animals? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَفِي كُلِّ ذَاتِ كَبَدٍ رَتْبَةٌ أَجْرٌ. Allah will give you the reward of showing kindness to anything that has got life. This is an emergency. There is a car by the registration B774BAX. Has blocked someone. Please remove that as soon as possible. It's an emergency, so please just bear this in mind. Jazakumullah. This was our beloved Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every rank of people are there. Then Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and he conquered. He conquered the world. Now today, when we say we conquer, we understand conquering in different ways. We think that conquering means conquering the land, conquering the world, right? So we say Alexandra the Great conquered the world. Our beloved Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conquered even more than that. He created the environment. He created the environment for all the great civilizations that were to come under the banner of Islam and the Muslims, whether it be the Umayyad dynasty, whether it be the Abbasid dynasty, whether it be the Mughal Empire, whether it be the Ottoman Empire, and every particular type of empire, every civilization. It lasted sometimes for decades. Muslims ruled over Spain for 9 centuries. The Mughal Empire ruled over Indo-Pak subcontinent for 6 centuries. All of that on that. Where did it come from? It came from our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before Islam, even great warriors, even great people, Khalid bin Walid, he used to say, the greatest accolade and the greatest achievement for me before Islam was that I was the foremost archer in my tribe. After Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed him a new dimension, a new horizon, showed him the vastness of human beings' capacity, Khalid became Saifum min suyufillah, the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the rulers, he said, if you were to, amongst the 7 categories of people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh on the day of Qiyamah, first one, Imamun Adil, the just ruler. In one hadith which I read in Targhib, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a ruler who rules the earth one day with justice, that is why there is such an emphasis upon justice in Islam. And that is why even the rulers are indebted to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A ruler who rules one day with justice upon the earth, it is better than 60 years of nafil ibadat. Better than 60 years. That way, other than the rulers couldn't think of anything beyond. And then because of the teachings of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happens? Harun al-Rashid sits in his palace, you know, in Baghdad. And the cloud goes past Baghdad. And he tells the cloud, go and rain wherever you want to. Go and rain wherever you want to. The tributes and the consequences will come back to the Muslims. Such a great empire that he created. So our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered the world in this way. Let me just give you a very great psychological type of understanding of this. The Arabs of the time, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quraysh, they were the first recipients. They were such a people that even the superpowers of the time did not want to conquer them, saying that these are such people that you can't even conquer them. Maybe because of several reasons, they were fiercely independent. They looked upon them as people who are perhaps uncivilized, who are not educated enough. Now, in that particular mindset, the Arabs of the time and the Quraysh, they had this mindset that the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, we will never be able to compete with them. We will never be able to defeat them. Now, when I say Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered the world, I'm not saying this lightly. Because the people of that time had a mindset, and today, you know, sometimes there's also a great mindset for a person to be confident. And one of the greatest harm that has come upon the Ummah today because of its weakness is that we have lost that confidence. We have got an inferiority complex mentality that has come upon us, which is perhaps even more sad than even the physical defeat that the Muslims have suffered is this inferiority complex. Now when our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Sahaba could not think, the last two expeditions of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jange Muta, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and sent the Sahaba to go and fight the Roman Empire. And Tabuk, where Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed so much emphasis upon that particular journey, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself stood on Masjid al-Nabawi asking people for contribution and then praising the Sahaba who gave that particular type of contribution, and then going out to Tabuk with 30,000 people to confront the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire didn't come. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam went, when they were on the outskirts coming towards Medina, thinking of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is becoming powerful, let us go and attack Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's go and attack the Muslims. Before they could do so, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends 30,000 people. They didn't come. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes right up till the border of the Roman Empire and he comes back. Do you know what that did? It created in the minds of the Sahaba, yes, we can do this. And within 15 years, they conquer the Roman Empire. So when I say that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered the world, it is a reality. But more than that, our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered the hearts of people. And to conquer the hearts of people is even more difficult than conquering and invading the lands of people. The land of people you can conquer and you can conquer it and you can invade it by force. But that particular force will never ever sometimes happen that the people whom you have conquered and invaded love you. Right? It's a reality with regard to it. Wherever you find, even up to this day, sometimes you get conquered, you get invaded, but the people whom you have conquered and invaded don't love you. May we be sacrificed upon our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He conquered and he won over the hearts of people. How did he win over the hearts of people? Let me give you a few examples. Abdullah ibn Mahzura. Young Sahabi. Right? He was at the age of 12 when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam conquered Makkah al-Mukarramah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after conquering Makkah, goes towards Hunain. Between Makkah and Hunain, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam stops for salat. And the muazzin gives the azan. Now young people, their city has just been conquered. Many a times what happens? Young people, they make a joke and they make a mockery. Right? They heard the azan. A group of young people from Makkah make a mockery of the azan. They make a mockery of the azan. And how they make a mockery? They distort the azan. And they make it sound loud. Sometimes we hear people saying, you know, when you hear the azan, they say kukuruku or something like that. So they did something to make a mockery of the azan. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam overheard them. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and said, who was making a mockery of the azan? Now, you made a mockery. And many times young people can make that mockery. But now, you are now faced in front of the conqueror. Right? Everyone is afraid. Everyone is afraid. Here is the conqueror. We made the situation. But now here he is. And then everyone, they turn towards Abdullah bin Mahzura. He is the one who was the foremost in making this mockery. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abdullah, you've got such a beautiful voice. Repeat the azan after me. Abdullah, repeat the azan after me. Abdullah said, I don't know the azan. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, Abdullah, recite after me this azan. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teaches him the azan and teaches him with such love that after the conquering of Hunain, as Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming back, Abdullah comes and now he, after mocking the azan, he comes to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, give me permission. You are going back to Medina. Give me permission to make the azan in Makkah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him the permission to become the muazzin of Makkah. I read somewhere that up till this day, That particular tribe of Abdullah bin Ma'zura are still giving azan in Makkah Mukarramah. He won over the hearts of the one who was mocking at azan. It is something for us to start thinking. How? When people mock, there can be a different way also of dealing with them to show them the beauty and win over their hearts the way Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. Sometimes Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam won over the hearts of people who are ordinary people. You know, sometimes it's amazing. Zahir bin Haram was someone who was from the desert. And he used to come to Makkah Mukarramah, and when he used to come from the desert, he used to bring things that normally you find in the desert, you don't find in the city. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to go, he used to give him something that you find in the city, you don't find in the desert. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, "He is my desert, I'm his city." Huh? One day Zahir bin Haram bought things from the desert, something like olives or something like that, and he was selling it in the bazaars of Madinah Munawwara. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stealthily, or maybe not, the word stealthily is not correct. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes around him out of love. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam places his hands over his eyes, blindfolding him out of muhabbat and love. Out of muhabbat and love. Then, you know, Zahir tries to, you know, try to wriggle himself away from the one who has blindfolded him. Then he realizes, maybe through the means of the fragrance of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba said, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pass by a place, long after he passed by the place, we could see and we could gauge that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed by here, because Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sweat and perspiration was even more fragrant and more sweeter than the fragrance of musk. So now, you know, he said, he thought Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he brought his chest closer to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Now Zahir has come to know that it is me." So he said, "Who will buy this person from me? Who will buy this slave from me out of muhabbat, out of love, out of, you know, light-hearted moment? Who will buy this person from me?" And Zahir said, "Ya Rasulullah, where are you going to sell me? I am worthless. I have no value." And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wallahi Zahir laysat indallahi bikasid. I take an oath by the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of Allah ta'ala, you are not worthless." He won over a person who was came from the village, an ordinary person. Sometimes he won over people who are like, you know, Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I always look at this. There's some very amazing incidents of Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu's qabr is on one of the hills in Jordan. You know, I was on my way there to go and see that qabr. I had seen the qabr of Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah and many others. And as we were going, it was already past Maghrib, and the person who was taking us saying, "It's too late. I do not know whether we will be able to get there." So it is still in my wish that one day I will go to the qabr of Mu'az. But those who went to it, they say that on the qabr of Mu'az is written, "Ya Mu'az, inni uhibbuk." Oh Mu'az, I love you. And can I tell you what's the background behind it? One day Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching a dua to Hazrat Mu'az. And he said, "Oh Mu'az, I love you. Ya Mu'az, I love you. Read after every faras salat, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik." After every faras salat, read this dua, "Allahumma inni, oh Allah, help me in remembering you. Oh Allah, help me in being grateful to you. Oh Allah, help me in making your ibadat in the correct way." But how did he teach him? "Ya Mu'az, inni uhibbuk." Oh Mu'az, I love you. After every salat, read this. How can he forget that? How can he forget that? We do not know how today, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. This is how he won the hearts of people. He won the hearts of people, Jabir bin Abdullah. Jabir bin Abdullah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was a sahabi who was very poor. Right? He had great amount of financial responsibilities upon him. One day he was traveling with our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as he was traveling with our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that he had a camel that was not very healthy, and it was lagging behind the entire army. It was lagging behind the entire army. So then at that particular time, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam let the army go ahead and came back and started riding with Jabir. Oh Jabir, what is wrong? What is wrong with your camel? Ya Rasulullah, I don't have any other camel. This camel has gone old. It is lagging behind. In today's time, you will say, I got a Katara. You know, the car is a Katara. It doesn't go very fast. It is all those particular old type of model car. So he said, it is something like that. It can't go very... Oh Jabir, let your camel sit down. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes the camel sit down. Maybe read some dua. Oh Jabir, get up. And as the camel gets up, all of a sudden there is a renewed energy with regard to that camel. And that particular camel, you know, goes and it, you know, it reaches the army. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is keeping an eye on Hazrat Jabir. And as they're coming back, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day comes again to Hazrat Jabir. Oh Jabir, tell me with regard to your life. You are young. Have you got married? You know, now normally at that particular time, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to people according to their capacity. He spoke to people according to their capacity. When he saw a small youngster who had a pet, a bird as a pet, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala Nughair. Oh Aba Umair, what have you done? What happened to your pet, Nughair? He had a bird, the bird used to be called Nughair. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam joked with him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Aba Umair, what happened to your pet? There was a Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to speak to people at that capacity. When Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's father, after the conquest of Makkah, he was old. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala brought him in the presence of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam got angry and rebuked Hazrat Abu Bakr and said, such an old person, why didn't you tell me that your father was at home? I would have gone to meet him. Why did you bring an old person to come and meet me? I would have gone to meet him. And now Jabir is at an age, maybe early 20s, at a time when someone is getting, you know, married. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts speaking to him at that particular level. Jabir, did you get married? Yes, I got married. Who did you get married to? Who is the girl that you got married to? Ya Rasulullah, I got married to a woman who is slightly advanced than me in age. Jabir, why didn't you get married to a younger woman? You know, would have been more compatible with you. You would have been enjoying her company. She would have enjoyed your company. Why did you get married to someone who was elderly? Ya Rasulullah, my circumstances. My father passed away. He left behind small, my siblings, sisters of mine. I didn't want to get a young wife and there would be problems between her and my sisters. I got married to a woman of advanced age, that she could be my wife and she could also help in developing my smaller sisters. Oh Jabir, you have done a tremendous thing. But then as Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming near Medina, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jabir, although your wife is of advanced age, she must be very happy that when you come tomorrow, she will be putting out, you know, new cushions. She will be putting out a carpet. She will be cleaning the house. Ya Rasulullah, I am so poor. I don't have no cushions in my house. I have got nothing in my house. Ya, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, Jabir, sell me your camel. Sell me your camel. Ya Rasulullah, how much are you going to pay for it? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam initially made him, you know, and said, I will give you one dirham. So Jabir said, Ya Rasulullah, this is very little compared to the value, although it is an old camel, but it's not worth one. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him after and said, I will buy it from you at such a price, which was, you know, much more than the value of the camel. So Jabir said, Ya Rasulullah, Jazakallah for that. But allow me to travel with this camel till Medina, and then you can buy it from me. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam agrees. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to Medina Munawwara, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Bilal, oh Bilal, take this particular money, the money that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had agreed, and go and give it to Jabir. Go and give it to Jabir. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the camel after a while and said, go and give this camel also back to Jabir. He helped him with dignity. Bought the camel from him, gave him the money for it, and then gave him back the camel also. So he won the hearts of people. He didn't invade and win the lands, he won the hearts of people. How did he win the hearts of people? The same Mu'az ibn Jabal. Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to be an imam outside Medina Munawwara. So one day Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to complain. And when he came to complain, he said, Ya Rasulullah, There is a person who is a munafiq. He's a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite in my gathering. Who is it? What is it? How is it, O Jabir? How is he a hypocrite? So at that particular time, he said, Muaz radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, when I stand up for Isha Salat, he makes his own namaz and he goes away. Now, at that particular time, for a person not to join the Jamaat was a sign of being a hypocrite. You don't, irrespective of your circumstances, you don't forsake the Jamaat. That's why Nabi Karim Sassam said, Sallu khalfa kullu birriyu wa fajir. Read namaz behind every imam, even if he's a fajir. If he's an imam, you read namaz behind him to maintain the unity of the ummah. Read namaz behind. Leave all your disputes one side. But in terms of the Jamaat, you join the Jamaat. So at that particular time, for someone to do something like that was a sign of munafiqat, sign of hypocrisy. So Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called him and said, how do you leave the Jamaat? Now look at his answer. Ya Rasulullah, we are people who go whole day in the field. Whole day we go in the field. We leave after Fajr, we come Isha time. By the time we come Isha, we are very tired. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu is reading Surah Baqarah. And reading Surah Ali Imran. We can't stand so long. I read my namaz short, I leave. Huh? What did Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Huh? Afattanun anta ya Mu'adh. Oh Mu'adh, are you putting people in trial? Are you making difficulty for people? How can you read such long surahs in Isha? And our imams don't read so long, my dear respected brothers. Huh? Our imams don't read, alhamdulillah. They will read most, they will read Wasabaidatil Buruj one day. That also we will complain. Huh? And if we have to read in the Shamsu Kuwirat, even more than that. He read whole Surah Baqarah. O Mu'adh, afattanun anta. Are you making fitna of people? Are you creating difficulty for people? O Mu'adh, don't read Salat so long. O Mu'adh, don't read Salat so long. Now let me tell you about that person. When that person heard Mu'adh calling him a hypocrite, he said, Ya Rasulullah, one day I will show Mu'adh who is a hypocrite and who is a sincere believer. In one of the expeditions, he sacrificed his life and he became shaheed. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called Mu'adh and said, O Mu'adh, the person whom you call the hypocrite has become shaheed. Who are you to judge? He won people's heart, my dear respected brothers. And that is the way we are supposed to bring that sunnah. We will win the hearts of humanity. The unfortunate part, we don't even know the life of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How are we going to inculcate those qualities? Normally when I speak in Sirat, I always say one thing, brothers. Each and every one of us, young and old, we don't read about our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. I don't want to take a test. There are very few people who have read the entire life of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from beginning till end. If you don't know the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then what are you saying? You love the Prophet. You want to inculcate his qualities. Make it a point, each and every one, that today, from today, I will read one good book of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to inculcate his qualities in my life. Will you do that, inshallah? This is how he, then our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wins over the hearts of people. And then at the time of khutbah Hajjatul Wida, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives the khutbah and he says, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. That those who are present here, go and give my message now to the humanity. And sometimes amazing, my dear respected brothers, to see how they took that words of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to heart. Kuthum bin Abbas is buried in Samarqand. Who is Kuthum bin Abbas? Kuthum bin Abbas is the cousin of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we were studying in Pakistan, there used to be a place called Panjgor. And there it was very famous that five Sahaba came and they were buried there. Go and see in Iran. Go and see in different places of the world where and where Sahaba are buried. They are buried because Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them to go and spread. And today you find, and of course the time was that Islam used to be in very different parts, right into Central Asia. In fact, all our books of ahadith, all of our books of ahadith have been compiled by ulama and muhaddithin who comes from Central Asian Republic. They used to call it Mawara'un Nahar, that which is beyond the Euphrates River, beyond Iraq, beyond what is known as the Arabian Peninsula. Our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu wins over the hearts of people. After Hajjatul Wida, our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes back. In Hajjatul Wida, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives people indication that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is about to leave this world. He tells the people, "O people, learn from me the rites of Hajj. Perhaps you would not be able to learn from me the rites of Hajj after this. You will not get another opportunity." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made one Hajj in his lifetime. It is known as the Hajjatul Wida. When Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi wal Fath was revealed, where Allah Ta'ala gave Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the glad tidings. Suratul Fath is the last completed surah to be revealed upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There were individual ayats that was revealed after that. But the last surah that was revealed upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi wal Fath. In that, there was an indication that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to leave and depart from this world. Right? So you find that after this, Allah Ta'ala says, "We have given you a victory. You will feel peace. You will see people coming into Islam in droves. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbik." Now you have met your objective. Your objectives have been achieved. Now glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after Suratul Fath, used to read constantly, "Subhanallah walhamdulillahi wastaghfirullah." And that shows that when you achieve your objectives, you do these three things. Read fasabbih bihamdi rabbik, glorify Allah, praise Allah, and make istighfar. Whenever your objectives have been, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes back from Hajjatul Wida. When Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes back from Hajjatul Wida, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam realizes that my span and my life in this world is very, very limited. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam starts giving parting advices. On one occasion, our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes an emotional visit to Uhud. It's a very emotional. He takes Ibn Muwayhib, who was one of his companions, not a very well-known companion. And then when he took him after taking Ibn Muwayhib to Uhud, he takes him to Baqi. And then after taking him to Baqi, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells Ibn Muwayhib, very amazing thing, "Ya Ibn Muwayhib, إني قد أوتيت مفاتيح خزائن الدنيا والخلد ثم الجنة فخيرت بين ذلك وبين لقاء ربي والجنة." Allah Ta'ala has given to me the option that I must remain forever in this world and then Allah will grant me Jannat. Allah has given me that option. Or Allah has given me the option of going to meet Allah. So Ibn Muwayhib said, "Ya Rasulullah, why don't you choose to remain in this world forever? And then Allah will grant you Jannah." And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "No, Allah gave me this option. I have chosen the option of wanting to meet my Allah." And then our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 2 weeks before the Monday that he passes away, our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes into the room of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. When he comes into the room of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha complains that she is not feeling well. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam engages in humor with her. We don't do that with our wives, my dear respected brothers. Mona Tariq Jamil Sahib makes mention, he said, one day he heard a person saying that when he comes, he said, a person came and tell me, he said, "When I come into the home, my wife is silent, my children are silent, and everyone keeps quiet because I've got such authority." So Mawlana told him, he said, "That is not the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Are you a zalim? Is this the way that you're taking pride on that particular quality? It's not a quality to be proud about that I came into my home and everyone is silent because they're all frightened for me." Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam engaged in humor and good humor, not the type of humor that you and I sometimes we engage in. Husband and wife one day were fighting. So as they were fighting, you know, now when they were trying to now hit one another with, you know, comments towards one another. So as they were going past and they were driving, there was, you know, donkeys on the road as they were passing by. So one of the spouses, nowadays we have to be very careful, gender sensitive. So I won't say which spouse told the other spouse. He said, "Relatives of yours." So the other one said, "Yes, my in-laws." Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes and said, "Aisha complains about a headache." And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Why are you worried? Oh Aisha, Allah will grant you shifa. And if you don't grant shifa, Allah Ta'ala takes your life, I will perform your janazah and I myself will put you in the qabr. What greater honor can you have, O Aisha, if I put you in the qabr, Allah will grant you Jannah. Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, you don't want to put me in the qabr. You want me to go so that you can bring another wife in this house. That's the reason why you want me to go. Then at that particular time, while Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is complaining about her sickness, all of a sudden, a headache comes upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and a very severe headache. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Wa ra'asa, what a great headache I got. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sickness of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam starts on from that particular day. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sick for 2 weeks. During the course of that sickness, while Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had intense headaches, one day Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Aisha, Ma azalu ajidu alam at-ta'amul ladhi akaltu bi Khaybar. I can still feel the effects of the meat that I ate in Khaybar. A woman, after the conquest of Khaybar, gave Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam meat that was laced with poison. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took one portion and immediately he threw it up, saying, this meat has been poisoned. But by that time, the poison had come into the bloodstream of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Wali Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say an amazing thing. You say there is a hadith of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inni uhibbu an uqatila fi sabilillah, thumma uhya, thumma uqtal, thumma uhya. Three times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I wish and I love that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala takes my life in the path of Allah. I become shaheed. Then Allah brings me back to life. Then again I become shaheed. Again I sacrifice my life in the path of Allah. Then again Allah Ta'ala brings me back to life. Three times. Three times he said. My Ustad used to say when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam desired something, it is very unlikely that Allah would not have given it a practical manifestation. Now there were certain wisdoms why Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was life was not taken in a battle. That would have been something that would have demoralized the Sahaba. It would have given great amount of victory to the enemies. We killed the Prophet of Almighty Allah. So what happened? This particular desire was there of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My Ustad used to say Allah Ta'ala gave him that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the means of his death was the poison that was given to him by a disbeliever. So Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died in a way as a shaheed. And one other aspect my Ustad used to say, that many a times we say to our children whom we love a lot, he's like a part of me. He's like a part of my heart. He's part of my liver. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's grandson, whom Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, Hussein minni wa ana min al-Hussein. Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. When our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say that, and when Allah Ta'ala granted shahadat to Hussein, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein, the shahadat of Hussein was in a small way like the shahadat of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remains in this particular type. The Monday thereafter, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in the house of Hazrat Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala an. When Anha, and Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in whose house am I? In whose quarters am I? Where am I going next day? When am I going the next day? The wives of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam realized that our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to be in the house of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala. They all get together and said, Ya Rasulullah, we know that you want to be in the house of Aisha. You go and stay in the house of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. From that particular Monday, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into the house of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala then says, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sick, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala one day came to visit. Faja'at Fatima tamshi la yukhti'u mashiyataha mashiyata biha. She came walking to visit Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the daughter coming to visit the father. And she said, the walk and the mode of walking of Fatima was unmistakable. She used to walk like a father. She had the method of walking like a father. So when she came to see Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told her something and she started crying. After a while, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told her something and she started smiling. Afterwards, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked, what happened? Why were you smiling? Why were you crying and why were you smiling? She said, this is a secret between me and my father. After our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, Hazrat Aisha asked Hazrat Fatima and said, "The secret is no more there, now tell me." She said, "Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me, I will not be able to bear the sickness. Allah will take my life in the sickness." So I started crying. And then he told me that, "Don't cry, you will be the first from amongst my family to come and meet me after I've passed away." So I started smiling. Subhanallah. This was our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let me just conclude this, the last moments of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. So give me another 10 minutes. Is it okay with you people? Oh, inshallah. 10, 15 minutes, inshallah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remains in this particular way. On Thursday morning, now remember, Thursday is the 8th of Rabiul Awal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, most likely on the 12th of Rabiul Awal. On the 8th of Rabiul Awal, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting, and Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is feeling slightly better. When Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam feels slightly better, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba and said, "Give me something, bring something that I want to give you people something. I want to give you people parting advices. And you people can write it." Right? So there was a difference of opinion between the two groups of Sahaba. One said, "Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is so sickly. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's whole life he has given us advice. He has given us messages. Right? Don't inconvenience Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't insist that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must give us advice. Let Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rest." It's a very perfect type of situation. Many a times you see a person who is sickly, and when you see he's sickly, he wants to tell you something. You say, "Don't worry, man. You are not well. You go and rest at the moment. Don't worry about telling me all these things." And other people, they insisted that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is asking for pen and paper. Bring that pen and paper that you could give advice. So there was a difference of opinion between the two. And when this difference of opinion started coming out in the form that there was a slight dispute between the two in terms of words. One said, "Bring the pen and paper." The other one said, "Leave Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is not well. Let him rest." Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became angry and said, "Both of you, both groups of you, go away from you. Come, go away from here. You are arguing and disputing in front of the Prophet." Right? This was out of concern that they did it. And Allah Ta'ala tells us, my dear, Allah does not like disputes. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. Don't dispute with one another. Allah will take away your strength. مَا ذَلَّ قَوْمٌ بَعْدَ الْهُدَىٰ إِلَّا أُوتُوا الْجَدَلْ. No nation after being given hidayat goes astray except through the means of argumentation. Allah Ta'ala, protect us. Our ummah has become so embroiled in different types of argumentation. Stop this argumentation. If you have a particular situation or a particular view, someone has a different view, try and explain to him in a different, good way. If you can't explain to him, he got his own way, let him do his own way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge. Leave this argumentation and getting embroiled in argumentation in today's time. That particular day, that will happen in the early hours of the morning, in the early morning, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drinks the water of 7 different wells. And even today you find many people, they take water from different wells as a means of recovery. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam feels well. So Thursday, Zuhr time, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes and he goes and performs Salatul Zuhr. After Zuhr, he gives his last sermon. This was the last sermon that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to people. In that, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Inna abdam min ibadillah khuyira bayna dunya wa bayna ma indallah fakhtar al abdu ma indallah." Allah has given one of his bondsmen an option between being in this world and what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this bondman and servant has chosen what is with Allah. Fabaka Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala started crying because he understood that this person that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, Allah has given an option to the bondsman. It was none other than our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he sees Abu Bakr crying, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Oh Abu Bakr, don't cry. Oh Abu Bakr, every person who has done good to me, I have repaid him in some way. Except you, Allah will give you the reward. لو كنت متخذا غير ربي لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا." If there would have been someone whom I had had the greatest attachment to, the highest form of attachment, I would have had that attachment with Abu Bakr, but that attachment I have kept exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "From now onwards, all the doors of the masjid are closed except the door that comes from the house of Abu Bakr." If I would have been in Masjid Nabawi, I would have showed you where that house, that door is. It is also known as Babi Abi Bakr. That was the door that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was coming in. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gave the Sahaba different types of advisors. He said, فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْكُبُورَ مَسْجِدًا فَإِنِّي أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. Do not become like the previous people, the previous nations. They made the qabr of the Anbiya into places of worship. I prohibit you from doing such a thing. Don't ever make my qabr a place of worship and place of sijda. This is the beauty of our deen, the beauty of this ummah. We have shown that respect to our Prophet that no other ummah has shown that respect. Our Prophet is the object of our love, our unswerving allegiance. He is the object of our commitment. He is the object of our love. But he's not the object of our worship. That is only exclusive to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to anyone else. I prevent you from making my qabr into a place of worship. Then our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that see to it that you send the, and again this is one of the great aspects of the psychological aspect that I made mention of. See to it that you send the army of Usama. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prepared an army under the leadership of Usama bin Zayd, 17 years of age, to go and fight the Roman Empire. Part of that psychological aspect, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the first thing I will do, I will send the army of Usama. And that time people said, how can you send the army of Usama? There is such amount of sadness. There is such amount of challenges. People want to come and attack Medina. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, send the army of Usama no matter what happens. This was a psychological impact upon the powers of the world, that the Muslims, even after the death of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will remain committed to the objective of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings. It was a tremendous boost to the people and the ummah at that particular time. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you have become fearful of my death, but remember, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain forever. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited those ayats which was recited by Abu Bakr at the time of the death of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ma Muhammadun illa rasul qad khalat min qablihi rasul. Muhammad is a rasul of Almighty Allah. There have been prophets after that. If he dies or is he killed, are you going to turn away from religion? You can't do so. Only Allah will be forever. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, death will not overtake everyone. Death will overtake. Our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues giving this. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ask people, is there anyone who wants to make some form of confession? So one person comes and said, Ya Rasulullah, I got traces of munafiqat in me. I got traces of hypocrisy in me. Right? So when he says this, Umar radiallahu anhu said, Wayhaka ayyuhar rajul, laqad satarak Allah, law satarta ala nafsik. Oh person, why do you confess? Allah had concealed it. Why do you have to confess that you have traces of hypocrisy in your heart? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ibn Khattab, fudhuhu dunya ahwanu min fudhuhi al-akhirah. Oh Ibn Khattab, let him say whatever he wants to say. The embarrassment of this world, the disgrace of this world is easier than the disgrace of the year after. Sometimes if you go and ask mafi for someone and you feel embarrassed, remember this. The embarrassment of this world is less than the embarrassment of the year after. If you have to go and ask mafi and you have to ask for forgiveness, go and do it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam completes his advice and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes. And then on Thursday, Maghrib, it was the last salat that our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed by this ummat. And on that particular salat, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam read, wal mursalati urfa. At the time of Isha, the health of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam deteriorated. And three times Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried to get up. And three times he fell down unconscious. Three times he tried to get up and three times he fell unconscious. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Murru Aba Bakrin falyusalli bin nas. Go and command Abu Bakr to perform the salat. Thursday Isha time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives the command for Abu Bakr to perform the salat. One riwayat makes mention that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was worried. She said, if someone takes the musalla of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of the love people have for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would perhaps harbor something against him. So she said, Ya Rasulullah, go and tell Umar to read. Umar is strong. Abu Bakr cries a lot. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, go and tell Abu Bakr to read. One riwayat makes mention that Umar radiallahu ta'ala got up and he wanted to read. And when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even at that particular time, heard about that, he said, La yusalli linnasi illa ibn Abi Quhafa. No one in my presence will lead the salat except Abu Bakr. No one in my presence, because of my sickness, will lead the prayer except Ibn Abi Quhafa. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Now, if you keep in mind, they say 17 salats Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala led of the ummah. Isha on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 15 salat. Right? Isha of Thursday, that would be the 16th. And Fajr of Monday. 17 salat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala performed for this ummah in the presence of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Saturday, Zuhr time, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam felt slightly better. And he came to the masjid while Abu Bakr was already in salat. Right? Now, if you look at it, that Abu Bakr was still in imamat, when he came, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala wanted to move back when he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam indicated to him to continue. One riwayat makes mention that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam led the salat for Abu Bakr and Abu Bakr led the salat of the ummah. But it is still counted as the 17 that Abu Bakr led. On Monday morning, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was feeling slightly better. And when he lifted the curtains at the time of Fajr, when Abu Bakr was leading the prayers, the people saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiling. Some ulama say that when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was smiling in such an occasion, because he has left behind such a band of people who are the choicest specimens of humanity. Humanity have never seen a better people than the people Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left at that time. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam felt better, so much so that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had a wife outside Medina. He saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's health feeling better. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to go and meet my wife, Binti Kharija. I think her name was Kharija, Binti Kharija. Outside Medina, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go. At that particular time, when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was feeling better, however, the time, mid-morning, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's health deteriorated. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, I will just take a few more minutes now. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down and introduces Malikul Maut. And he comes and says, O Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala has sent Malikul Maut and he has come to meet you and he has come to ask your permission whether he can take your life or not. Only the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are the ones that Allah Ta'ala, the Malikul Maut, takes their permission before taking. Otherwise, you and I, we take. If we were to left to us, we will never go. So this particular aspect, when this happens, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks Jibreel, O Jibreel, before I go and ask Allah, what will Allah do to my ummah? So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam goes in the presence of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassures Jibreel and said, go and tell Muhammad, I will please him with regard to his ummah. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَ I will give you that which will please you. For us, that is the greatest consolation. There is no greater consolation. When Jibreel alayhi salam comes back, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam looks at Jibreel and said, now what should I do? As the Jibreel alayhi salam gives the indication and says, oh, Ya Rasulullah, the angels in the heavens and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wishing to meet with you. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives the permission for his life to be taken. And mid-morning, on Monday, the 12th of Rabiul Awal, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam departs from this world. Mid-morning, Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, after I witness the death of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is no tragedy that can ever be more difficult than the tragedy of the passing away of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anhu used to say, Subbat alayya masa'ibun law annaha subbat alal ayami sirn al ayaliya. Such difficulty came upon me on the death of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the death of my father. If that difficulty were to have placed on a bright sunny day, that bright sunny day would be turned into night. Brothers, there are so many incidents that I can make mention. I just cut this short with regard to the last moments of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He came He showed us a way. That way, Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ is the best example. He left behind a legacy. He left behind a perfect example. If we love him, that is a legacy that we have to adopt. May Allah give us a tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم وفقنا ووفق المسلمين جميعا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل والنية والهدي والهدى إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطة وحوضه لنا موردة اللهم احشرنا في زمرته واستعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واجعلنا من حزبه اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي ورسوله سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله جزاك الله مرنا إن شاء الله we've been